Generally, this day is observed as the day of worshipping the goddess of learning, Saraswati, the goddess of learning, who is considered to be one of the potencies of Narayana, Saraswati. Saraswati, but sound, sound, potency of sound, which may be used generally in two ways. In Upanishad we find Devi Devi Vidita Devi, Paracha Paracha, of the Brahma, two potency, the sound potency of two kinds. Of the Brahma, transcendental sound, and the ordinary mundane sound. So medium of mundane sound, we receive mundane education and we impart mundane education to others. So many transactions are done through mundane sound. And there is another sound, transcendental sound, that comes to help us to be out of this misunderstood aspect of the world. We are at the present living in the misunderstood aspect of the world. Misleading. According to our special interest and the position as an exploiting unit, we are engaged in transaction through the sound. And that is the medium of sound we are binding us with this material achievement. But there is another transcendental sound which carry from the real conception of things from the transcendental standpoint to us. What you see, it is not so. Everything belongs to the Supreme Center. Try to read in that way, otherwise you will be frustrated. You will have to change your position, and according to the change of your position, you will find that you have misled them previously. If you have a bath of a tiger, then you will see the human body, however great he may be. You will see only food. Your food, you won't be able to recognize him as a genius, as Newton or Einstein or Alexander or so. The tiger will see his food in the moment. So all misconception, what is what. So the another type of sound, Shabda Brahma, Ved, and the revealed scriptures, they come to relieve us from this misunderstanding, of misreading of the world, the whole self, and to put us, help us, to put us in the other world. Other world that God-centered. What is existing? What is his particular position in conclusion with the interest of the center? So, devi-vidya-vidya-vidya-vidya, paracha-paracha. Apara means mundane, para means transcendental. Transcendental sound can come from the person who has got transcendental realization. From that plane, vibration will originate from the deepest plane, and that vibration will be effective, effective to lead us. In such a way that we can get relief from this mundane reading of things around. that will also come. Words may be the same, but the potency within, just homeopathy, globule, all globule similar. But the, according to the potency inside, the result will differ. So, the sound may be the same, but from what plane the sound is originating, with what potency, that will help us to work out relief within us. The mental system will have transformation to see, to understand, to hear what is what. Whole self change will come. Revolutionary change will come in the mental system. So, one maya, misunderstanding, and another truth, paravidya, that will help us to get relief from all prejudices, local prejudices, and will take us to the universal reading of the things aside, things around us. So in this way, this day generally, Bhagdevi Saraswati, generally people are interested with mundane learning, goddess of learning. This day is the birthday of Vishnu Priya Devi. Gaur Narayan's potency, Mahaprabhu comes to help in the relief of this mundane world through the sound, universal sound, Harinam Sankirtan. Vishnu Priya comes to help him in that campaign. And Mahaprabhu took sannyas, Vishnu Priya was left at home. At very young age, but 100% faithful to that her husband. And after his departure, when he took sannyas and went away, Vishnu Priya faithfully, yes, she lived in the house left by him, and he took the name of Krishna. And we are told that for counting, he used some rice. And as many rice was collected by the counting, he boiled them and dedicated them to Narayana. And he used to take that only, that quantity. After offering to the Lord, he used to take, so gradually emaciated. In this way she lived her life. When she was 14, then only Mahaprabhu left, took sannyas. And after that the whole life she lived making penances. Penanceful life she led. After Sachi Devi departed, her brother was her guardian. And she ultimately had one murti, vigraha of Mahaprabhu, and used to worship him, husband god, Mahaprabhu. And that is being continued here in that Mahaprabhu's house from Vishnu Priya's time, Mahaprabhu. So, this day of the year is connected with her holy memory. And it will help us greatly to take us towards Sri Chaitanya Devi. And we may get grace of Vishnu Priya Devi if we honor. We honor in her name in the time and discuss about it. She will be propitiated, and Sri Chaitanya Devi, Gaur Narayan also will be propitiated with us. And it will be a step forward towards a transcendental march. Today, then again the day of Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he also appeared in this day, Pundarik Vidyanidhi. he is considered to be Vishobhanu Raj, the father of Radha Raj. In Varsana, Vishobhanu is Varsana, in Vrindavan we find Radharani is father's home, Radharani is he came here in Chittagong, from here as a Brahmin, Pundari Vidyanidhi, the title of his scholarship. He was born there. And apparently he was a man of luxury habits. He had a house in Navadvip, previously for the holy Ganges. All mostly who could provide, they used to have some house in the banks of the holy Ganges. Sometimes they used to come here and regularly took bath in the Ganges, and then lived in this holy place for some time, and then again went to his own home for his livelihood. So Pundarik Vidyanidhi had a house in Navadvip. Varadhar Pandit, you know, was the representative of Radharani herself here in Gaurlila. Young boy. He is younger than Mahaprabhu. Mukunda Datta, one of the followers of appreciator, admirers of Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Dev. He also came from that quarter, from Chittagong. He knew Pundarik Vidyanidhi to be a man of high religious type. Religious means Bhagavata type, Krishna Bhakti. But outwardly, he was a man who lived a life of luxury, well-to-do man, coming back, small type. He came to Navadvip, and Mukunda Datta knew, because he was he came from the same place. He came to Gadadhar Pandit. Will you go to see a Vaishnava? Do you like to have darshan of a Vaishnava? Yes, yes. Gadadhar Pandit was from his childhood very fond of Vaishnava, Krishna Nam. So much so, when Mahaprabhu came from Gaya, and he had much liking about Mahaprabhu Chaitanya, Gauranga, Nimai Pandit. But he was very afraid of Nimai Pandit. Nimai Pandit, whenever he found Gadadhar, he used to tackle him with this and that words and thoughts. That quarreling, apparently quarreling with him, with some question or other. So, after coming from Gaya, when Sri Chaitanya he expressed his devoted aspect. Then one day he said, Gadadhar, from the very childhood, he was a devotee of Krishna. But my days all wasted in this discussion of the grammar and the literature. Monday. But you, Gadadhar, my friend, your life is very successful. Fulfillment of life. From the beginning, you are fond of Krishna Nam. So from the beginning, Gadadhar had his heart towards Krishna. And Mukunda Datta asked him, will you go to see a Vaishnava who has come from far away? Yes, yes, I shall go. Take me there. The Mukunda Datta took গদাধর চৌধুরী সুন্দরী বিদ্যান্ত গদাধর ফাউন্ড বৈষ্ণব রিচ কলমেড সিটিং পাইপ স্মোকিং the pipe is also very rich pipe and he has got his beautiful curled hair on the head and so many valuable pastes are also smeared there. Very rich and a fond of luxury and man is sitting on the pedestal smoking and he has taken me to him. So at heart he found disappointed. What type of motion he was taking me to the darshan. Mukunda Dutta could guess that. And he was a very sweet singer, Mukunda. He, with the sweet tone, he pronounced this slok from Bhagavad. অহো বকীয়ং স্তন কালকূটম জিহাংসায়া পায়য়দ প্রসাদ্ধি দেভি গতি ধাতৃচিতং তদন্যম কংবাদয়ালুং শরণং প্রায়াম. দিস শ্লোক ওয়াজ চ্যান্টেড বাই মুকুন্দ ইন এ ভেরি সুইট টোন. দেন দ্যাট ক্রিয়েটেড অ্যান্ড ওয়ান্ডারফুল এফেক্ট ইন দি পুন্দরী জিদ্দানিধি. The meaning of this sloka you know. And Bhagavatam says, whom should we approach without Krishna? Who is so very kind, so very gracious, limitless grace in him? Why? Now the Boki, the Putana came to kill him in a treacherous way, taking the guard of Bhatri, a motherly guard, she came to kill him. And Krishna gave him the position of a motherly type of son, in the group of the mother, helping mother. So gracious the Lord. And leaving him, where should we go for our own good? That is the meaning. Bukijam stanakalukutam. In her breast, she painted some high poison. And came to suck the boy Krishna. So treacherous being. When the garb of the motherly affection came to murder the boy. And she was giving the so high position as the attendant of his mother. In the motherly group, she had upliftment there. So, so grace. So mercy, no consideration of the work, of the activity, of the action, no judgment, so much mercy. So living that kind-hearted or gracious Krishna, where should we go to take shelter, to get help? আমরা বিহাংসায় পায়ের প্রসাদ্ধি রেভি গতি ধাতৃচিতাম তদন্যম কংবা দয়ালু শরণং প্রয়াম. দিস এন্টার দি হার্ট অফ সুন্দরী বিদ্যানিধি অ্যান্ড দি বিগ্যান টু ভাইব্রেট অ্যান্ড প্রডিউসড সচ ফোর্স দেয়ার স্টান. Then she having begun, then some manly gesticulation, and began to scratch his head, Kashi's dress and ran to the convulsion and by the feet of his feet, as though the tobacco, the tube, and the rich bedding under his dress, he turned and began to roll on the ground and began to cry, Kangva Dayalung Saranam. Except him, whom shall we go to take shelter on that holy feet? Began to chant and began to roll in the beds and in the floor and cry aloud. Then Gadadhar thought, oh, Father, I have committed a great offense in my mind, thinking that he is not a Vaishnava who has got such a fashionable dress and style. But really, what a great Vaishnava is he! That the memory of Krishna, how wonderful effect this came in him. Then Gadadhar Pandit came out, Mukunda, I have committed offense against this great Mahatma. What will be my fate? I neglected him in the beginning. I committed offense. I think if I take mantra and become disciple of him, then he will forgive all my offenses. That is the only way to get out from this Vaishnava Pada. No other way. So I shall have to my master Gaurachandra, Gauranga, my Pandit, about this. Anyhow, they came out and the Gadadhar Pandit took the permission of Nimai. Nimai Pandit, he is chanting suddenly, Pundarik Bap, Pundarik, Pundarik Bap. None know that Pundarik has come from Chittagong to Navadvip. But Nimai Pandit is taking his name, Bap Pundarik, in the mood of Radharani, Father, Bap. Father Pundarik, Father Pundarik. Nimai Pandit chanting like this, in the mood of Radharani. Then when this offer came to him, yes, yes, very good proposal. At once go. Is Radharani Gadadhar Pandit? Is representing Radharani here in this lila. So father, Radharani's father, Pundarik, the guru, guru is like father, and the sister like child. So Mahaprabhu at once approved, and Gadadhar Pandit took initiation from Pundarik Vidyanidhi, who was none but Vishwan Rai, father of Radharani, and Radharani was also in the incarnation of Radharani in Gaur Lila. So Pundarik Vidyanidhi, once Pundarik Vidyanidhi was very friendly to Swarup Damodar, Dharitasati, this lila, Swarup Damodar. And he visited once Purushottam Puri. One of his characteristics was that he did not take bath in the Ganges. At night, he approached Ganges and took some water and put on his head. At daytime, he did not come to the Ganges. He could not tolerate that so many persons, they would come and dive, and they will spite there and they make dirty the water that is pure, holy water, and they are using in such a wrong way. And that when the people generally observe fasting, he used to take some Ganges water to purify it. That was his custom. Then when he went to Puri, he had some some feeling. His sentiment was received some check, or he felt sorry, felt some pain in his heart that the priest is servants of Jagannath, they generally use the cloth for Jagannath, which is not very cleansed. When the cloth is prepared, some sort of boiled rice water is necessary to paste purpose. So, and that is considered to be untouchable, impure. When it should be given to the deity, that must be cleansed in the water. So in Puri, that was not the custom, practice. They with that mark equivalent, that rice juice mixed with the painted with rice juice, that sort of cloth they use for Jagannath. And Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he could not adjust that. What is this? Took some offense against the servitors of Jagannath. That night, he got a dream that Jagannath Balaram both have come to him in dream, and is giving slaps in both the cheeks. He had come here to detect the defects of my servitors. What is this? So began to both of them is giving slap. And it was, dream was so intense that when he rose in the morning, he found both the cheeks, there was inflammation there. And his first intimate friend was Swami Damodar. He was expressing that such is the case with me, Swami Damodar. My friend, I have this objectionable feeling in my mind against these servitors. So Jagannath and Balaram, they have punished me in this way too, also in both cheeks. Such is was the nature of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Pundarik Vidyanidhi, in one word, he, the father of Radharani, that incarnation, he came here as Pundarik Vidyanidhi. That is sufficient to for us. What sort of reverence and devotional mentality we should show to this day, the birth day of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. A slight correction of this day will help us a great deal in our advancement to our spiritual world. The third, two, three, and the third, this is the day also, the birthday of Raghunandan Thakur. You know, near Katwa there is a place named Sri Khanda. There was a Kaviraj family. Kaviraj means doctor. This ancestral doctor, Sri Kaviraj. Cigarette, many medicine. And in that line, they are generally practicing this medical treatment, Kaviraj. So Raghunandan, there was one Mukunda Kaviraj, notable. Even the things called for him for treatment. So his son was Raghunandan. He was a bachelor whole life. He is also told as the incarnation of Pradyumna. Very beautiful figure, extraordinarily beautiful figure, and very fond of dancing. And from the beginning he was, of course, a natural devotee. So much so that Mukunda Kaviraj, Mukunda Thakur, they had their ancestral deity in the house. When Mukunda went outside, Raghunandan was a growing boy. And very recently, perhaps, got the Buddha, the sacred say, and the admission for varsity. The father, leaving home, asked the boy, Raghunandan, I am going out, perhaps I won't return from the time. You please worship the deity and you feed them. Bhogam, you must offer bhogam for their food, the deity. Feed them. That was his expression. Please, please you try to feed them, my deities. He went ahead. They were great, and Raghunandan's mother, she cooked so many things and gave it on the house of the temple of the deity and asked Raghunandan to feed the deity. Raghunandan went inside. When they were sitting going on, generally, doors are shut. When they closed the door, Raghunandan was offered and prayed to the Lord that you take this dish I am offering to eat them. But Murti does not answer, does not come to. He began to cry. My father will rebuke. He has requested me to feed you, and you are not taking food. I will be punished. You have to take this food. The sincere boy began to cry in such a way that Krishna had to come and to take the dish. He was satisfied, came out. The mother came to remove the prasadam. What is this? All empty? No, the deity has taken. You asked me to feed them. The deity has taken. You boy, you have eaten this. Yes? The deity never eats. We offer them, everything remains and we take the prasadam. You wicked boy. So, rope you have drawn, but you have taken all these things. No, I have not taken. They have taken it. This is impossible. He finished what? He wants to make a fool. It can never happen. He began to cry. No, I am sleeping the truth. Yes, let your father come, then I shall ask him to punish him. In this way, Mukunda came. Raghunandan's mother complained that your boy has grown to be such a rogue. He also put to his father, yes, Viti has taken. He did not take in the beginning, but I began to cry. So Viti came and, is it true? Yes, it is true, my father, I don't speak loud. Can you show me? I said, sure. So he was given chance of worshipping, and one day strengthening his power to save and redeem our body. So such type of devotee was Raghunandan Babu. And in Sankirtan he used to dance. It was a charming scenario. In the end of Jagannath Rasa Yatra, special groups began to sing and chant and dance. And then one party from Srikhanda, and the other Raghunandan, the dancer. So this is the day connected with the memory, holy memory of that Raghunandan Thakur, who is considered to be Uddhamna Avadar, and whose things are, many things are also connected. I am going on shortly, touching. It is also saying that he, in the there is a tree called this Jambu tree, and according to his wish, every day this Kadamba Pushpa had to come in that tree for the worship of his own deity. So many miracles he has connected in the tree.